Hello. In the framework of the preparation to the World Kabbalah Lam Congress that starts on September 30th, we'll read chosen excerpts about subjugating the heart. You can find this study material on Sviva Tova or the Arvut system, subjugating the heart. Rav, please.
Yes, these are very important excerpts. We will learn them, we'll try not to forget, and to advance accordingly. Go ahead.
Excerpt number one, subjugating the heart by Rabash. One should fight with oneself to subdue the heart, which is where these desires clothe, expel the domination of the will to receive, and give full governance to the desire to bestow upon the Creator. When one begins to work the holy work, which is to aim all his work for the Creator, the wars between those two desires begin. Then, through great labor, a person is rewarded with the overcoming, and he wins the war. At that time, the ruling of the will to bestow upon the Creator enters his heart. Again, one should fight with oneself to subdue the heart, which is where these desires clothe, expel the domination of the evil, of the will to receive, and give full governance to the desire to bestow upon the Creator. When one begins to work the holy work, which is to aim all of his work for the Creator, the wars between those two desires begin. Then, through great labor, a person is rewarded with overcoming, and he wins the war. That time, the ruling of the will to bestow upon the Creator enters his heart.
Questions?
It's a
bit weird because he says great labor, a person is able to win. We know everything comes from the light that reforms. We get it from the Creator. What does it mean that a person is able to overcome and etc.?
Other than the Creator, we too can do something about our life. It says one should fight oneself. You hear where it starts? In order to subdue the heart, which is where these desires clothe, expel the domination of the will to receive from the heart, and give full governance to the desire to bestow upon the Creator. So he's already in between two forces, and he has to decide where is he going, to feel one force, the will to bestow, the other force, the will to receive, and how he moves from one to the other. How he moves pieces of his desires from his desires to receive to his desire to bestow, from one part of the heart to the other part of the heart. That's what he says. Yes,
it's as if a person does it, but he doesn't do it alone. He does it by prayer, request, the light that reforms.
Okay, these are the means. Of course, if he doesn't obtain the means, he won't be able to do it. But the means are already what's at his disposal.
Can I ask a question a bit about before? You talked about us having to connect. There's a matter of connecting opposite desires. Some friends come from afar or have different desires. Maybe they're very different from each other and gives us great intensity.
Yes.
Sometimes a friend is sitting by my side and I feel I'm the farthest away from him. But a friend from abroad, I feel really close as if he's my brother.
No.
A brother from another mother. So how? Where to invest my effort?
No. The effort, you have to put it into the ten. There's no doubt. In front of you, there's a goal to connect the ten in such a way that you will be as one man with one heart. That's it. And all the rest, that too can come into connection, but that's already secondary.
Thank you.
Yes, Oren?
The topic of this document is subjugate the heart, and the first words are to subdue the heart, to fight with oneself. In the first part of the lesson, I heard that the Creator awakens thoughts and desires that are opposite, that lead him away from the point of adhesion in order to bring him to despair.
Yes.
And to failures. So what is this demand to subdue, to fight?
And we have to fight. Meaning, who are we fighting with? The Creator.
Can I beat the Creator?
That doesn't matter whether you can or not. Rather, you are engaged with the Creator. So you have to try to fight. You have to play with him, if we can put it that way, and win, if possible. And in such a way, you grow. How do we play with our children?
How?
We show them how to do something correctly, how to do something incorrectly. Then we give them all kinds of games. Then in every game there's a specific obstacle, challenge, and this is how they learn and grow.
Suppose they would make a film about me, of a hero that has to go to war. That's a special kind of hero. He goes to war. After 30 seconds, his head is somewhere else. He's walking into a pub to sit. It's a hero that's not controlling himself. He's somewhere, his thoughts are obscure. He's not a hero.
Okay, and?
So how?
Bit by bit, by suffering blows, by being set up to have all kinds of support, negative and positive, from different directions, he learns. He learns what to do. Yes.
It's as if you see a movie on TV of some hero, but the remote control, he's not controlling himself. The remote controls him. You go here or there. So what is he supposed to do? This one who's operated, they tell him, you have to be a hero to fight, to subdue. He has high goals, but his abilities are zero.
We learn from each and every state how to be wiser in the next state, how to better and better understand what is our evil inclination, how it resides in us, how it operates us, and thus we grow. How do you approach anything you study? Anything. You do it through being given exercises, such exercises that you don't want to solve, that you don't want to handle. They're unclear. When they become clear, some of it is still not exactly certain, and so forth. Each and every problem in life is an exercise, just like in math or physics or anything, that there's part of it that's understood and a part of it that's not understood. And from the things that are understood, we try to relate to the misunderstood things.
But in math,
when
you go from one class to another, 1 month to another, 1 week to another, you acquire knowledge, so you become wiser in math.
That's with regards to what you did already, not what you will do.
That's true, but there's somewhere where the knowledge is acquired.
Yes.
In my fight, when I have to subdue the heart, I feel I'm dumber every day. I'm not stronger. I'm weaker every day. I'm more of a zero and have less strength. So how do I know if I'm advancing or I'm way out of this place?
This is called that the problem that is always increasing, intensifying in front of you is becoming more tough and important than before. But it's not that you become actually dumber. Rather, the work becomes more complex. I don't understand what you're complaining about.
In this document, I'm being invited. The first words, one should fight with oneself. So I'm supposed to fight myself today?
Yes.
So I'm losing. Every moment I'm losing these wars. Every moment again, I'm losing.
I don't really think that you're losing. Because in doing so, you acquire experience. And bit by bit, you become wiser and stronger, more stable. You begin to see that you have nowhere to run. Sometimes these points arise when you wish to escape. But really? No. You stay and you keep going. I don't understand really the question here. Yes.
Rav, to continue this, in a different place it is written that as long as a person is praying, he is winning the war. What detains a person? What prevents him from praying?
Detains
a person from praying. Why doesn't a person pray? If this is the main part of the victory,
he doesn't see that there's a force in front of him that's great and strong that can help him and support him. He doesn't know that. Doesn't believe that. Still doesn't understand that. He doesn't hold on to the Creator in all the states. And that's why this is what's happening.
He also doesn't see that the failure comes from the Creator, that it's purposeful. Should we see the Creator behind our failures?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
What's this knowledge that the Creator is behind my failure, how does that help me pray?
I can't say it depends on the person. The Creator too has to appear in his failure, and then he understands the reason, the source of the failure.
How does it help a person that the Creator is revealed in his failure? It's a very important point.
It's a very important point, yeah. That the Creator tells the person, come to Pharaoh. Let's go to Pharaoh. That's not so simple.
It seems like the point of salvation.
Yes, that's already a salvation.
So are we headed there? Should we aspire?
Ask the group. What is its role? To stabilize the person, position the person always towards the Creator. That's the main function of the group. If the group is capable and ready and tries to do so, then the Creator holds the group and one advances correctly. Okay? Yes, Gilad.
Rav, I'd like to ask about the end of this war. I wrote down the words you said. We throw away all our questions and ask only for one thing, for the Creator to dwell among us.
Yes.
What is this state? How can we imagine such a state that we are asking only for one thing? Forget about the answer we got. But this state where all of us at a certain moment are asking only for one thing, for the Creator to dwell among us.
Yes.
Can we taste something from this? How can we imagine this state where we're all asking only for the Creator to dwell among us?
We don't need anything other than that. Nothing. It's enough for us to have the revelation of the Creator in any state that happens, and that's it. We're set.
What is the state of the common request of? It sounds something magical, something very, very, when you throw away all your questions and we're all in one request.
We don't need more, but we have to scrutinize this, that other than connection with the Creator, we don't need anything. That he is the answer to all of the problems, questions, failures that awaken before us.
So to continue Oren's questions and also David's question, how to throw away all the questions and how do we stay only with this?
If we're always drawn to the source of creation, the center of creation, the Creator, so we have no problem. So we reach him, and he awakens us. The main thing is that the ten needs to be together. And when they wish to connect together among them, then everything falls into place.
This means that basically it doesn't matter what questions come, we have to focus only on this.
Yes.
What, Owen?
Previously I heard that we have to have 10 people who are connected and they annul themselves to the upper light that will act upon them and organize them correctly. Being 10 people connected and annul themselves to the upper light, what does that mean, annul themselves to the upper light?
That only the upper light can save them, correct them, connect them, raise them to the final correction. Okay? Yes.
Рав, можно в конце урока спросить о дежурствах?
Can I ask about duties for friends? This is the end of the lesson. So I noticed that some of our friends are setting example. I've come to my duty. I see friends are working morning till night. without taking breaks. Can you tell us what's the importance? How do these duties help us? Why are they important?
We very much appreciate service to the group, to the ten, to our entire factory, and therefore those people who come and invest in the maintenance, they're very important to us. We truly appreciate them. That's what I can say. That's it. Other than that, probably these people have the importance for this work on the one hand, the importance of service, and on the other hand, they understand that by this they acquire new vessels, and thus that's how they advance. That's it. If you have the opportunity, if you have the desire, the importance, it's worthwhile to connect with them and also give some portion of your time and efforts to the maintenance of the building or the Congress. That's it.
Рав, если можно, я вот обратил внимание на
подготовку,
что есть.
I've noticed that as a preparation for these duties, I hear from these friends that some come and they'd like to take part in their duties, but they don't come.
I don't know these problems and all the nuances here. You have to turn to those that are closer to that. I am completely not connected to all of that. I deal with my role only, which is that part of the lesson where I have to speak, and that's it. Other than that, I'm not going into any other engagements.
I understand this, Rav, but I wanted to ask, what addition is there for a person when he comes and he wants to take part in this common action? What does he gain from this?
I think we spoke about it many times, and I'm surprised that you still ask about it. This is the most important work there is. Much more important than sitting in the lesson, studying. If you, at the same time, work in the kitchen or some other place to serve the friends.
So,
there's nothing to even say about it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes, Havzullah.
Kişinin çabası Yaratan'ın elindeyse, sanki burada Yaratan kendi kendisiyle savaş ediyor ve kendisi savaşı kazanıyor. Yani kişi bu savaşın neresinde?
Rav, if a person's effort are in the hands of the Creator, it's as if the Creator is fighting with himself. And in the end, the Creator is winning. So where is the person in this whole story?
The person in this whole story is the matter of creation, the substance of the will to receive, that all the forces, positive and negative, go through it, and as a result, it then has choice, where it can clarify what is good, what is bad, and thus advance and become the Creator's partner.
Ken.
Можно ли вернуться к вопросу Гилада о связи с Творцом, когда вы сказали, что нужно всем нужно прийти к одному вопросу о связи с Творцом?
You said that everyone has to come to the one question about the connection with the Creator, but actually it's never one question. You're always in a state like a spider. You feel that there are friends and someone is lacking something. You have to tune the connection. Well, it's a question about the connection with the Creator, but there are different questions every time. Or everyone does his work and feels it differently. How does it all become one request? How does it become one state?
Bit by bit, gradually, people get closer, hearts are connecting, and then one question and one answer emerges. That's it? Okay. Next.
No. Ma? איפה קייב רוצה לשאול? מה אתה מסתכל עליי ורואה קייב? שם? זה בעיה ש...
Where is Kiev that you're talking? You're looking at Kiev over there and I can't see. It's a problem. Yes, Kiev.
Тут вот написано, что благодаря большим усилиям
удостоверяется... It's written that because of these great efforts, he's rewarded with the overcoming, he wins the war, and he goes into the... What does it mean that we have won the war? In what state does it happen? Maybe in the Congress?
We defeat our own ego.
What does it mean to defeat, to win? We have no more disturbances, we have no more will to receive.
You'll have other disturbances on a different degree until we attain the complete whole correction.
What are we supposed to win in this upcoming Congress so that we will win? We will know we won.
Such a connection between us that will be the seal on every 10 so that the 10s will become unbreakable.
What does it mean, unbreakable 10?
A 10 that holds its structure clearly.
It means everyone comes to the lesson or what?
Everything. As it says, as one man in one heart.
How to come to such an unbreakable 10?
Pray. Pray.
Tov.
Okay. No. Guys, I can't continue. If you can, you guys can ask later as well. Yeah, so Olin, what do we do next?
We have a report here. Yes, exactly, about what's going to happen next. We already feel we're in the atmosphere of the Congress. It has begun. So our schedule is changing. Our places are changing here in the building. So we're going to update you. Today, the noon lesson will be virtual, meaning as usual, we're going to watch it through the Arvut system. It's going to be a one-hour lesson until 1 o'clock. But friends who are here, here in this building are welcome to watch it together here in the dining hall. You can watch the lesson together.
But I won't be here.
No, you're in your room. Tomorrow, Thursday morning, the morning lesson will also be here in the dining hall.
As it was today.
Exactly like today. And the noon lesson will also be here. Meaning from tomorrow, we're moving on to here. And you will also, from tomorrow, you will be here in the noon lesson. And please pay attention that the lesson will be held for an hour and a half from tomorrow.
Since when?
Tomorrow, Thursday, the new lesson will be 1 hour and a half until 1:30. In the evening, there will be a women's gathering of friends here in this dining hall. Will be broadcasted between 6 and 7 o'clock. This is tomorrow, 6 o'clock. The men will go up to the roof, and all the friends from the Israeli clique are welcomed to take part. Men on the roof, the women here. Later, at 7:30, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., we're going to have a falafel meal. It's a gift from friends from the Israeli kli to the world kli. Now we're going to move on to Friday. As of Rav's words yesterday at the noon lesson, we talked in praise of Baal HaSulam, and Rav recommended to go to their grave in Jerusalem. So the friends have organized on Friday after the morning lesson at 7 a.m. until 11, we're going to take the buses. Whoever wishes can register and go together to be impressed, to be there. We're going to send the link. Whoever wants, you can also register here in the small dining room. You can just register at the stands over there. Gilad, do you have anything to add?
Yes, we will go to the mountain, cemetery mountain in Jerusalem to visit the grave of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. And like Dudi said, you should register in the link in advance. The visit will take place on Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Worthwhile to come.
We'd like to also add a few details about the way we behave here in the building. As you noticed, our coffee place is outside. That's where we enter this hall from the terrace. And tomorrow also, after the lesson, we're going to have a meal. And we sent a link to everyone who's here in Israel. And if you're coming from the world, we're having food all the time. We're going to have four meals every day. So when you come, you're updated. You get all the schedule, where all the places where things take place. Please pay attention that the second floor now belongs to the women. And also the two bathrooms on both sides are only for women. And also about the showers for women, it's up on the roof, and the men here downstairs. The men are in the gallery in the first floor on this side. So from now on, if you have questions, you can update in the information stands outside here, and also about the payments. And if you want to update about any activity we have, you can update there. Oren, please.
Okay, a few last announcements. Dear friends, if by any chance you haven't registered to the physical convention that will take place here or in the virtual system, the Arvut system, you need to register. You're welcome to register right now. Go to convention.cli.one. Check in your tens, see that everyone is registered. Like Dudi said, dear ladies, please pay attention. Thursday, tomorrow, from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time, you're all invited to a Women World Gathering, opening the heart a moment before the Congress, together with all the friends from the World Kli, all the women. It'll take place here. You need to be 18 and up to participate, and you can also watch it on the Arvut system. And our schedule for today at 10 a.m., there will be a basic concepts show with Rav, and 12, the live lesson with Rav until 1. And we'll conclude with a song.
Dreams will come. prayer. When all is said and all is done, what is left? Shine through.